And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 26th of May, 2016. It's the birthday of the novelist Alan Hollinghurst, born Stroud, England, 1954. First novel was The Swimming Pool Library, the story of a gay man who saves the life of an older gay man, a rather sexually explicit book. Hollinghurst said, "For a shy person, it strikes me now that my first book was rather bold, but I think shy people often have a strange compensatory impulse when they do something it's ridiculously outspoken." His most recent novel is The Stranger's Child. It's the birthday of Miles Davis, Alton, Illinois, 1926. Started playing professionally by the age of 15. When he was 18, he struck out for New York to find his hero, Charlie Parker, and soon they were playing together. It's the birthday of the photographer Dorothea Lange, Hoboken, New Jersey, 1895. She decided to head for San Francisco, opened a portrait studio there, but by the late 20s she was too disturbed by the Depression to make photographs of rich people. She went out on the street and she made some of the most famous photographs of the time, one called White Angel Breadline, a crowd of well-dressed, newly unemployed men waiting for food on a breadline. And in 1938, at a labor camp in Napomo, California, she took her famous picture known as Migrant Mother, a gaunt woman named Florence Thompson and her children huddled around her in a lean-to, who had been living on vegetables from the fields around and birds that the children killed. She had just sold the tires from her car to buy food. Dorothea Lange made 5 4x5 images using her Graflex camera, and in a short time, the picture was familiar to millions of people. It's the birthday of the composer William Bolcom, Seattle, 1938, composer of operas McTeague, based on the novel by Frank Norris, A View from the Bridge, from the play by Arthur Miller. And it's the birthday of the avant-garde musician Moondog, born 1916 in Marysville, Kansas. His name was Louis Thomas Hardin. He used to play his music on 6th Avenue in New York between 52nd and 55th Streets, wearing a Viking helmet, a cape, wielding a sword. He was blinded at the age of 16 in a farming accident, sent to a school for the blind where he learned to read music by Braille. His music was a mix of native percussion and jazz on the flute and classical and ambient sounds like babies crying and ocean waves. People thought he was homeless, but he was not. He recorded for Epic, moved to Germany, was a guest conductor for orchestras. Philip Glass brought him back to New York to conduct at a new music festival in 1989, and he died 10 years later. He was asked what inspired his music. He said, "Silence." Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins entitled The Speaker. The speaker points out that we don't really have much of a grasp of things. Not only the big things, the important questions, but the small everyday things. How many steps up to your backyard? What is the name of your district representative? What did you have for breakfast? What is your wife's shoe size? Can you tell me the color of your sweetheart's eyes? Do you remember where you parked the car? The evidence is overwhelming. Most of us never truly experience life. We drift through life in daydream, missing the true richness and joy that life has to offer. When the speaker has finished, we gather around to sing a few inspirational songs. You and I stand at the back of the group and hum along, since we have forgotten most of the words. The Speaker by Lewis Jenkins from Before You Know It, prose poems published by Will-O-Wisp Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.